Welcome to the 2024 NFL playoffs. We finally made it, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Three-time champion, back to back to back in the regular season. I think I won the playoff last year too. So let's go ahead and repeat the steps and continue using the correct formula and get this W here.
You had to bring that up, huh?
You guys are
Hey,
looking
man.
bad, man. And I think four in a row, you're gonna have to really think about just following my bets, just in general.
I think it's rigged, man, because you won't share where you get your obvious intel. You got a decided advantage over us.
It's from the heart, man. It's from the heart.
I'm sure our one listener is anxious to hear our picks for the playoffs. It's been a while. As
Just
you
want to make the money.
mentioned, you won the regular season. Congrats.
Thank you.
Is it 3 years in a row?
3 years in a row, man.
Damn. All right. Well,
3 years
hopefully
in a
things
row.
change in the playoffs, man. I'm excited about it.
Nah, things don't change. I just get better.
No, I'm excited about the playoffs, man.
Oh, you think so?
I'm telling you, this week, wild card weekend, I'm gonna go at least 3-1 minimum, and then it gets harder. But wild card weekends should be easy for me.
Let's see.
So about the news, before we start, some wild news in the NFL this week. A lot of changes in the coaches. Anything surprise you?
Crazy. It's like they all called each other up and say, you know what? You're thinking about chilling, retiring? I will if you will. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, some of the probably the most popular figures in each of their respective sports conferences and sports leagues called it quits, man.
Yeah, Bill
No.
Belichick, that wasn't a surprise to me. I knew he was gonna leave the Patriots, but definitely Nick Saban, that was. But he's pretty old too. He's like in like 72 or something. So I guess it's out with the old, in with the new, man. Him and Pete Carroll got let go. Oh, he.
Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel. Yeah, a lot of people got let go quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yep.
But it looks like the Texans, man, they found the right coach, man. Finally.
Yeah, I told you that at the beginning of the season. I was gonna like Texas with D'Amico Ryans. I picked them a lot for my games too. So they treated me right this year.
Can you believe they made the playoffs, man?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty bad division though, huh? The
Oh,
Jacksonville
but
Jaguars
still,
pretty
man, like the
bad.
last 3 years, they were, 3-15 or worse for the last 3 years, and they made make that sizable jump. It's just amazing. Not only they made the right draft picks. They picked up CJ Stroud and Will Anderson, which
Tank Dell,
at that time that looked like what are you doing? Because they gave up two first round picks for Will Anderson, but
He's a good.
it actually turned out is going to turn out great because the pick. That they moved up from Arizona and swapped picks the first round last year, and then they're giving Arizona their first round pick this year. So they got Will Anderson in the third round and the third overall pick, and the Texans pick this year or next year for the draft. Their first round is going to be like number in the 20s. So that's a steal for Will Anderson if you think about the talent level and what they're getting them at, got them at.
Now the Texans look like an up and coming team. I like it. I like it.
Hopefully the owners don't screw everything up, man.
Well,
I'm not
they're
a
still
fan of the
there.
owners,
You're right.
but
You're right. Yeah, you're right about that. That's scary.
yeah. I'm sure you did your research on your picks.
Yeah. My picks aren't the same as Vitt's. You want to go over? Do we need to go over Vitt's, or should we just jump into ours and then see what happens there?
Yeah, Vit couldn't make it because he's feeling under the weather, but he airdrops his picks. Let's go over it.
Yep.
His first pick, he took the Browns, Cleveland Browns, -2 versus the Texans. His next pick, he took the Cowboys, -7 versus the Packers. Third pick, he took the Rams, +3 versus the Lions. And his last pick, he took the Steelers, +10 versus the Bills. Now,
Yep.
Only thing I have to say is like the Steelers. What do you have for the line? Because I have like 9.5. But he, if you have
I'll
around,
tend to.
all right.
That's 10, 10, 9. I heard it switches because for the Cowboys, I have 7, 7.5 too. So it's gonna move up and down.
So, what do you think of about his picks?
He's gonna go 2 for 2 more than likely.
Yeah, he picked some tough games, man.
Yeah, he'll go 2 for 2. I think the Texans will win, actually, believe it or not. I think the Texans are gonna it's gonna win this week. I like the Rams pick. I'm picking opposite of the Cowboys, and then the Steelers one. I think the +10 is a lot, but the Bills at home without TJ Watt playing for the Steelers either, they have a good chance of blowing them out. So we'll see.
All right, man. Thank you for screwing up my mind right before my picks.
I can go first if you want me to go. You can go last, man. This is your show.
Okay. Now, should I let you? I'll let you go, man. You're the defending champion. I'll defer to you. Do you want to go first or
Yeah, let me go
last?
first. Let me go first. I need to recover myself. I've been doing absolutely horrible betting college football. I thought Texas and I thought Alabama were going to go into the championship, and that definitely didn't happen. And then Michigan just spanked the hell out of Washington. So I need to recover. I'm not messing with college football anymore. I need to just stay with NFL. That's my thing. But start the week off, start the game off. My first pick is going to be the Miami Dolphins +4.5. They're playing Kansas City. Kansas City already beat them in the London game this year. It's low scoring. But I think that Miami has what it takes to keep the game close. And if the Chiefs win, they'll win by a field goal. I'm not sure of them winning yet, but I'm pretty sure that they'll cover the spread at the 4.5. Second game, I got the Green Bay Packers. For some reason, if you look at the Packers playing in Dallas, they always play well. And Aaron Jones is like his homecoming because every time he plays in Jerry World, he drops like 3 touchdowns. So it's going to be a competitive game. It's going to be a close game too. I'll take the Cowboys. I mean, I'll take the Packers +7 points. Third game, I am picking the same team as Vid. I like the Rams at +3. I think they can beat the Detroit Lions. Lions play really well this year, but I think with the playoffs here and the experience that's needed to win, the Rams have it. And I'm not sure Detroit has a really solid defense. I think that if Detroit comes out and is tailing and lets the Rams score for first, Jared Goff is not the type of player to come from behind and win. So looking forward to that game. I'm pretty sure that the Rams will win. And the fourth pick, my final pick. Oh man, in no world do I see this happening, but and it seems too obvious, but I'll take it anyways. I'll take the Eagles -3. They are the away team and they're spotting 3 points to the home team. And on paper, the Eagles, with all the talent that they have, they should win. But I think that, everyone's been saying how horrible they're playing. They barely made the playoffs at the end because they look so bad. I think this is the time that they just beat the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers really shouldn't belong in the playoffs with Baker Mayfield, but anything can happen. But I just, in my head, what I've seen in the visions that have played out, there's no way the Bucs should beat the Eagles in a playoff game. And so those are my four picks.
Yeah, wow. You definitely picking I've got two of my picks against you, so now I'm really getting confused. Like, should I stay with my conviction
As you
or
should, because you're not supposed to be tied.
Yeah.
That's the
So
point.
yeah, I'm gonna go with what my feeling, man. Okay. My first pick, I'm going against the grain with you with the Dolphins and the Chiefs. I'm gonna take the Chiefs -4.5 versus the Dolphins. If they're going to play in Arrowhead Stadium, it's going to be super cold with that cold front coming in. The Dolphins are a warm weather team. I think it's going to be nasty, cold, snow. Tua, he's not comfortable throwing the ball, and he's really not comfortable throwing the ball when it's wet. They got a lot of injuries on the Dolphins. Jalen Waddle's kind of injured. A lot of injuries on the defensive. I think the Chiefs are just going to walk all over them just because of the injury factor on the Dolphins and the weather. So, give me the Chiefs versus the Dolphins. And then my next one, I'm surprised no one's picking over and under. I'm going to take the under 44.5 with the Chiefs versus the Dolphins. just because the weather is so bad, there's not going to be much scoring. It's going to be kind of like run the ball, clock possession, a few, a score here and there, but they're not going to get much, many long sustained drives. So I'm going to take the
I like that pick.
Chiefs versus the
Under 44 or
Dolphins
something.
under 44 and a half.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm
that's a good
surprised you
pick.
didn't jump all over that one. And then here comes
Nah,
my
I'm just thinking of teams.
contrarian pick. Because you don't like the Bucks, man, the Eagles, they just fell off the cliff. I think, did they lose their last five games in a row? I know they lost the last
They,
four games in a row.
they got blew up by the Giants at the very last game, and yeah, they've been playing like crap.
Yes, and they lost against the Cardinals, and they lost literally four or five games in a row. So they're in a free fall. I'm going to take the Bucks plus the points, plus the playing at home. I did see the last game that AJ Brown,
Hurt
he
himself.
hurt himself, like a slight hamstring injury. So his top player is down. Hurts, jammed his finger. So they're just discombobulated right now. And I think it's going to be one of those where it's going to be an epic loss, quick playoff exit. Nick Sirianni is going to get fired, and
Oh, damn.
maybe that's where Bill Belichick goes or wherever. So
Yeah,
go from Super Bowl to fired the next year. I'm gonna take the Bucks
I'm happy you're taking the
plus
Bucks, man.
three versus, yeah. I kind of like what you said, like, oh, this is how I separate myself from you. And then my last pick, this is gonna be here we go again. You like the Browns minus two versus the Texans.
No, I like the Texans plus two.
Oh, plus two.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I like the
no, I'm going
Texans.
with my gut feeling. I'm riding with the hot streak. I'm taking the Browns minus two versus the Texans. It's either
I don't
that
blame you.
or take the under with the Bills and Steelers game, because it's going to be nasty and cold up there too.
Yeah.
Let me see, what's the spread on that, the under over?
I don't mind the Browns, but believe it or not, Joe Flacco's like 5-0 in the wild card, so.
Yeah, the Browns have a great defense. They have like a top four defense.
Yeah.
And my thinking was, CJ Stroud, this is his first year in the playoffs. The Texans, I mean, they accomplished a lot from where they were, making it to the playoffs. CJ Stroud is being offensive rookie of the year. But this is the welcome to the playoffs where everything gets ratcheted up a notch. CJ Stroud, I mean, I don't think the Texans have really played a really good defense, like a top five or better defense this year. So he's going to be in for a rude awakening come playoff time. The only thing, that's in favor of the Texans, they're playing at home. So the weather is not going to be an issue. And then, of course, they have the crowd in their favor. And they seem to, they definitely play better at home. So, but I'm going to take the Browns minus two versus the Texans.
I think that's an easier pick. I like a lot of people that took the Browns too.
Well, what's the over under on the
44 and a
Steelers?
half. Oh, the Steelers one? Let me see.
Yeah, I was about to say I'm taking under on that one too.
34. Jeez.
Oh, they say because of the weather
Yeah.
up in Orchard Park, it's going to be windy, snowing and
Yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
That's a little way too low, man. Yeah, no, I'll stick with the Browns. So I guess you like two of my picks. No? You like one of my picks.
I like your under pick. I like
Yeah.
your under pick, and that's about
I
it. I
know,
like
because
your under pick,
we're
and that's about
going
it.
against the grain on everything else.
Yeah. I didn't pick the Browns game, but I'm just thinking from my gut. I think the Texans could win that one. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, I'm pretty confident in my picks this week too. I think the hardest pick that I have is probably the Cowboys game, because the Cowboys are so dominant at home. But I mean, it's the playoffs are different, and I think that Green Bay just has Cowboys numbers sometimes.
Yeah, about that. I mean, Green Bay did have the Cowboys number, but I think this is a new year, and this is a new Cowboys, especially playing at home. They've been rock solid all year at home, and they're actually the momentum's just on their side. And the Packers' previous history, that was with Aaron Rodgers. This is a new era. Jordan Love, he's playing
You've been
good,
drinking the
but
Kool-Aid, man. You've been drinking the Kool-Aid, huh?
yeah, Jordan Love, he played good this year, but he's got a lot of first and second year wide receivers he's throwing to on the Cowboys. So it's a whole new ball game, like I said, in the playoffs, and this is a whole new year. I actually think the Cowboys, it's going to be the Cowboys and the Niners in the championship game, and so we'll see.
Again, and then
It's too easy, right?
that'll be
Cowboys
so,
and Niners.
it'll, yeah, that'd be too easy. And the Cowboys, and it'll be so heartbreaking if they lose to the Niners again, like four playoffs in a row, four playoff games in a row. That'd be so heartbreaking.
It kind of just sucks how the playoff system is. The Cowboys, what's their record? Like 11-5 or 12-5, 4. But they have to play in the wild card because
They lost the Cowboys.
no, they lost to the Niners. And
Oh yeah. That's how it works,
but
man.
you have another team in the NFC who's got a weaker record.
Yeah, the Bucks and stuff.
Yeah. Anyways.
It happens, man.
Oh, speaking of your Ravens are the only team left to make it to the Super Bowl and get that extra $100, sir.
What did Kevin pick?
He picked the
I,
Eagles.
oh, he did. Oh, yeah, he has a chance.
Yeah, he has a
And
chance too.
you picked two again?
I picked the Jags.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Damn, it picked the Jets. Golly.
The Jets were out week one.
Golly. No, I think my Ravens have a strong chance. I like my odds.
They're the favorite to win it all this year, I think.
Yeah, I think I'll make it.
Yeah, they're dominating and running on all cylinders at the right time.
I agree. They get hot at the right time. I don't know how they do it. Maybe that's all you can do in Baltimore, Maryland, but I'm not sure that's a city I want to visit, but they got a good
No.
football team, man.
Oh, I would say, like, if, yeah, no, you, I don't know if you want to just visit Baltimore, Maryland itself. I mean, right next to it, literally right next to it, is
DC.
Washington, D.C., where
Yeah.
it's a lot of history in the Capitol. And they got a, and like, they, what's that? It's that museum, National Monument Museum or something. It's really nice and it's free. And then the cherry blossom season, if you go in March and stuff. And then in Baltimore, Maryland, the Maryland crab cakes, they're awesome. So.
Yeah, that would be the only reason. Crab cakes, and that's about it, man. And DC, that's close by.
Yeah, but
Other
yeah.
than that, it's just Baltimore. I'll catch a Ravens game when it's not too cold. That's about it.
I'm having a brain fart. The quarterback for the Ravens is,
Lamar Jackson, man.
yeah. Can you believe that? Well, he's going to win MVP again this year.
I don't think he deserves it though.
Who do you think deserves it?
Tyreek
No, because didn't for the regular season CeeDee Lamb overtake him as far as the most receptions by receiver this year? I think I saw
most
the
receptions and
stats.
most touchdowns, but I think Tyreek Hill was like over 2,000 in wide receiver yards.
Oh, yeah, he did get that. Okay.
Yeah, and then it's either him or you could even give it to Christian McCaffrey, honestly.
Get
You
off
had a
your
monster year.
McCaffrey bandwagon, sir. I know you had him in your fantasy football team.
Lamar Jackson was so inconsistent the first like 10 games.
Really?
Yeah, he turned it up like the last seven.
Yeah.
I'm a
Well.
Lamar Jackson fan. I'm a Ravens fan. I'll tell you the truth. Like, he just got hot when it was important, but like body of work wise, I think the skills players should deserve it, but they'll give it to
Yeah.
the quarterback. Yeah, they'll give it to the quarterback more than likely.
Yeah, I'm a big Tyreek Hill fan, but I don't know.
I think Dak played better than Lamar for throughout the year.
Dak played good this year. That's why, I mean,
That's
I
a
got to
player.
give my props to the Cowboys. Overall, they stayed consistent. The defense played well, and then especially Dak played well. He held up and played well, and it makes a difference. But okay, come playoff time, everything it's 0-0, a brand new season. Let's see how you perform in the playoffs, man.
Yep, I agree. Let's see how Dak does this week. I
Yeah, but I
agree.
expect them to win this week, and then of course it gets tougher going on.
See, man.
So,
Cowboys. I mean, Green Bay is dangerous at the Cowboys stadium, man.
yeah, you having flashbacks of what,
Aaron Rodgers.
2014? Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I am. All right.
So, all right, sir. We shall see how the weekend goes. Lay back, get some rest, and watch a few football games.
Yes, sir. Peace out. I'll be back.
All
I'll be
right.
back to take the throne. See you later, man.
Take care. Have a good
Take
one.
care. You too.